Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. I was once asked the following question. There was a bar mitzvah boy who was approaching his bar mitzvah and approaching the day for his anachas tefillin. But he's also traveling to Eretz Yisrael to celebrate, but he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael a few months before his bar mitzvah. And the father asked me the following. Their family practice was to do anachas tefillin 1 month before the Bo Bayom. But here they're traveling within 3 months before the Bo Bayom. Is there any heter to put on tefillin so they could put it on next to the kosa? Is that allowed, or do they have to keep to the family minha? So based on today's daf in Shabbos, Maseches Shabbos daf nun, the Gemara talks about Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Elisha had a certain guf naki, had a certain clean body, and that's one of the reasons why a katan should not be wearing tefillin. So the Gemara tells us in Sukkah daf Membez that katan hayodei linanea chai belulav. When the child knows how to shake lulav properly, the father buys a lulav. Ulisatev chai betitis. Lishmor tefillin, when the child knows how to wear tefillin properly and be shomer and preserve it and preserve the sanctity of it, lokeach lo tefillin, you buy him tefillin. What's so important? Why? Do you have to be a certain age knowing how to shomer tefillin? So Rashi says the reason is because he might bring it into a beis akiset. The Sefer Truma explains, no, you know why? Because based on the Gemara and the Shabbos, that Elisha Baal Kanafayim, he had a guf naki, shlo yasha yisha men, lo yafiach men, he shouldn't sleep in them, he shouldn't pass gas in them, he has to have a guf naki, and that's why a katan can't wear it. So what age does this mean? How old does a person have to be in order to start wearing tefillin for chinuch purposes? So the Iter says, the Sefer Iter writes, that is referring to a 13-year-old boy, that's a katan. The Beis Yosef says, 13-year-old boy, that's a gadol, not a katan. How could the Sefer Iter say that's referring to a katan, that's a gadol? So Mishabura says, no, it's a 13-year-old boy, Shiloh Evi Shtei Saros. He doesn't have Shtei Saros yet, so even though he might be 13 years old, he's not halachically a gadol until Hevi Shtei Saros. So that's the age of 13, but never before 13, according to the Iter. The Beis Yosef says, how could you move away from the pashas of the Brisa when it says a katan? You buy a katan tefillin, and therefore he says a katan can wear a tefillin. So we have a very important machlokas between the Iter and the Beis Yosef. Is a katan by a tefillin referring to a 13-year-old, or is it referring to even earlier? And this machlokas trickles down to the Mechaber and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel, katan hayodeh lishmor tefillin b'tahara shlo yisham shlo yafiach behem, the din is chayiv aviv liknos lo tefillin l'chancho. The father has to buy tefillin for his child, even before he reaches the age of 13, when he knows how to keep his guf naki, and that's the practice of many Sfardim. Some posts can point out, even a year or two before, if the child is advanced, the child is mature, you could buy it even way well before the 13-year-old birthday. But the Rama says, however, yeshomim, the high katan dafka shu ben yud gimel shanim, the yom echad. This is the practice, and one should not change his practice. The Rama was very, very machmir on this regard. So it sounds like no one should ever wear earlier than a 13-year-old. No Ashkenazi should wear ever before the age of 13. Is there any room to be makel to have it worn before the age of 13? So the Magen Avraham already says that nowadays, he points out, our minug amongst the Ashkenazim where we live is to wear 2 or 3 months before the birthday. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well. Now, Alpi Kabbalah is pointed out, based on the Arizal, there's an Indian not to wear it ever before the age of 13. The Piskei Tshuvas brings down that Shehekei Nachon Alpi Kabbalah. That the Yeter Tov only comes into the body at the age of 13. Only then is there a certain Kedush in the body, does he have a guf naki. I mean, a guf naki doesn't mean only to avoid bad things from happening, from going to the Beis HaKisei, Shlo Yishon, Shlo Yafiach. It also means to have guf naki in terms of a added Kedusha. And that added Kedusha only comes in when a person is bar mitzvah. So, Alpi Kabbalah, one should only wear it from 13 and on. The Aruch HaShulchan is also very machmir in only wearing it after the age of 13, but not for Kabbalistic reasons. He says, even though he notes, Achshav Maschilin B'chodesh Kodim, even though the practice amongst the areas of the Aruch HaShulchan was to have 1 month before, while the Mishnah Berurah said 2 or 3 months, Aruch HaShulchan said 1 month, he says, V'sh'yesh Shein Maschilin Klal Mikodim, there are those who don't ever wear it before the 13th year, 13th birthday. And he says, "La nias daiti near devadai mikra dinhu kedas kol arishon." this is really true, that a month before, perhaps even 2 or 3 months, is all permitted according to all Rishonim outside of the Itter. Ela dezehu bisman Talmud. That was in the times of the Gemara. Shayu Prushin Vizrizin, they were very careful. They were very careful in keeping a Gufnaki. Aval Achshav, Ein Lino Ke, now the Aruch HaShulchan frowned upon such a minag. V'lazeh Kasru, the Hachi Nagu, that's why the Ramah says the practice now is only after 13. V'ein Lashanos, no one should change. Klomer, the Achshav, Iyev Sharlis Smoch, Al Shum Katam, you can't rely on any child under the age of 13. Kishu Kodem Yud Gimel Shana. Halavai, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Sheyizharu b'kedushas tefillin b'yosim b'nei yugimel. Halavai, when they're 13, when they're really bar mitzvah, when they're gadol, halavai, they keep the gufnaki then. But beforehand, it's so hard to trust in them, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan was of the opinion that one should not wear it before the age of 13, like the Ramah and like Api Kabbalah. That being said, many families do still have the minog, like brought down by the Magen Avraham, to wear 1, 2, or 3 months before. I felt in this particular situation, since their family minag was to wear it 1 month beforehand, it wasn't like a hard minag of 1 month. 2 or 3 months wouldn't be that much of a diversion from the minag, and since they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to the Kosel, and the particular child was a very mature child, I felt it was appropriate to wear the tefillin at the Kosel to make this an incredible celebration of wearing tefillin.